The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. So much happening in the sports world, I don't even know where to start. Whether it's the NBA playoffs, the NHL playoffs, Major League Baseball, or the NFL draft, which is right around the corner. Unbelievable time of year, to be honest with you. Jeff Rich with me, as he always is. Jeff, good morning, man. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Are you going to call Jake Arrieta's no-hitter another dime a dozen of feet, or does it mean a little bit more when they're thrown by aces?
You know what, man? Oh, man, it seems like they happen every other week nowadays. But truth be told, look, they are impressive no matter what the circumstances are. And got to give your hat off to the guy. It is a great accomplishment no matter what. I just don't think that they're a lot more common these days than they used to be. That's all I'm saying.
That's a tertiary thing, though. I mean, we got playoffs going on, and I think the NBA playoffs are going to get better as we trim the field down. I think that all of their talent is at the top, but man, oh man, those NHL playoffs, all those overtime games, all those one-goal games, and even the 6-3 games are really making statements. I mean, it's a good time to watch sports indoors, man.
Absolutely. He's Jeff Rich. I am the Dorf Man. We're just getting warmed up, but tons of things to talk about in the sports world. Keep it close. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You know, the first quarters are killing us, and they're a great, great first quarter team, so we've got to do better there. The rebounding continues to be a challenge, and I think we can make progress there. And, you know, the second chance points, it's 18-7. You know, that's the difference in the game. And look, they got two superstar players. I thought we, you know, played them a lot better, obviously, tonight than we did in game three. And we've just got to keep playing, you know, as hard as we did tonight. I thought there's no team playing harder than us right now.
Rick Carlisle talking about his Dallas Mavericks after yet another loss to the Oklahoma City Thunder. But KD had a little tough time in that game and got himself tossed. But his team did get through 119-108, and they have a 3-1 lead now, I would say pretty decisive over Dallas. I was kind of surprised they dropped one at home, to be honest with you there, Jeff.
Yeah, you know, tempers flared at the end of that game. You know?
Yeah.
Even Serge Ibaka, you know, Westbrook's a different animal, but Kevin Durant losing his cool, getting tossed, that doesn't happen. That doesn't happen to superstars. But, you know, the Dallas Mavericks might be a little bit in Oklahoma City's head. You know, I know what the series stands at. I know he's going to win this series. But I look at this and I say, you know, does Scottie Brooks have his team composed? Can they play from ahead? Can they handle winning? And we're going to see in the next round, I think.
Yeah, I mean, the bottom line is you got to keep your cool at all costs. We all know that. We understand that. That's the way sports kind of work. The guy who's calm, cool, and collected and the aggressors a lot of time are the ones that wind up getting the job done. So I kind of understand Kevin Durant's frustration. Let's be honest, man. They've got a team that for years everybody's talking about, hey, they should be able to get to the finals. They should be able to win. They should do this. They should do that. But they haven't done that. So maybe, just maybe, the Oklahoma City Thunder are maybe just in general a little bit frustrated with themselves, Jeff.
Yeah, there's some complacency there. You know, this is a team that was in the finals 4 years ago now. And they just, you know, they've gotten rid of pieces. They seem to have, you know, backfilled those voids with players like Reggie Jackson and James Harden leaving. But at the end of the day, they just haven't found a way to get better than they were back in 2012. And that's really baffling. And I think that's why they made the coaching change. You know, that's why they, and if I said Scottie Brooks, I met Billy Donovan earlier, obviously. But I just think that they, it's got to be frustrating. You were one of the best teams in the West, and then San Antonio's always looming, and this Golden State team doesn't come out of nowhere, but kind of took the reins of the league that everybody thought were up for grabs, and Golden State's just kind of owned it. We'll see, you know, we'll see how they do the rest of the way. They've got a pretty significant injury concern. I don't know that it's a problem.
There's no pain for Curry right now, and he's going to play in game four. So I wouldn't be too worried about Steph Curry. I think they did a smart thing, to be honest with you, resting him the other day. Look, you give up a one game, it is what it is. You know, at the end of the day, I think they made the right move. The player wants to play. The coach wants him to sit to get healthy, knowing flat out they're better than Houston, okay?
And they were, I mean, they're only one point worse than Houston on a bad night.
without their best player.
Exactly. And I think that speaks volumes about how those guys are able to step up, number one. But number two, put Steph back in the lineup, and I guarantee you, you're going to have all kinds of troubles if you're the Houston Rockets. So I think the move was good as far as getting them a little bit of rest. And let's face it, in the playoffs, you don't really get rest. So having that luxury of being able to sit your star and knowing that you have the confidence to win this series no matter what, I think it was a great move. I personally like the move 100%.
And it's very easy to do when you consider that Game 5 is going to be back at home. You know, you're not traveling on the – you know, it's not like you're pushing this thing to 6 unless they – would it be screwing up if the series ends up going 6, if they let Houston get another game where maybe we limit Steph? I'd imagine that Kerr's going to limit Steph's minutes in Game 4, knowing that there's going to be a Game 5, but really not wanting this thing to get pushed to 6.
I tend to differ with that 100%. If you look at their history of how they go about their business, there is no letting off the gas pedal for this Golden State Warrior team. They all wanted to play during the season. They didn't pull any Greg Popovich stuff and rest their guys. Those were legitimate injuries when those guys didn't play. So I don't think that that's their mentality. I really don't. I think if Steph Curry's ready to go, Steph Curry's ready to go. And if they need him to play 40 minutes, he's going to play 40 minutes. If they only need him to play 30 minutes, he'll play 30 minutes gladly. But truth be told, the way that this Golden State team goes about their business is really unlike any other team that I've ever seen, to be honest with you. So I truly think that they go out there with the mentality to knock them out, and then in Game 5 at home, you really knock this team out. So I think their mentality is closer mentality.
I disagree a little bit. I'm not saying they let their foot off the gas. I'm saying that they made a mistake putting Steph out there with the game in hand in Game 1. It's the same thing we saw with Derrick Rose, which caused him to miss an entire playoffs and basically an entire regular season, though he does that on the regular. I just think that they got overconfident. They put Steph back on the floor. You need to consider things that eventually somebody's going to get hurt, and it finally happened to Golden State after like 3 years where they were completely healthy for 81 games in a deep playoff run. So they're not letting their foot off the gas. They're just being responsible. I see the organization. I see from the 12th player on the bench all the way up to Bob Myers and to ownership that they want to be careful about this. They're not trying to go 16-0 in the playoffs. They're just trying to kind of put the exclamation point on 73 wins.
Yeah, well, we'll see if they can obviously get it done. They got to win the title. I think it does diminish that 73 and 9 season if you don't go out and take care of business. I really do. But I think they handle it. At the end of the day, like you said, they had a bad day without their best player, and they lost by 1 point. And I know we're talking about Houston, but it is what it is, if you ask me. I think this team is just that good. And with him on the floor, they're that much better. Can you believe Tim Duncan turns 40 on Monday? Can you believe that?
Yeah, because we're about the same age. So, I kind of remember being in college the same time that Duncan was coming out. And it's just unbelievable that this guy's been playing. Not 82 games a year by any stretch of the imagination. But he's definitely made a difference in every season that he's played for the San Antonio Spurs. And 40's just a number, man. You can definitely play through that.
Yeah, it is just a number, but I will tell you this. You start having those aches and pains a little bit more, and they last a little bit longer once you hit that 4-0, as I have passed that 4-0. So I understand what the body goes through a little bit more so than maybe a lot of people, especially with the job that I do on the other side of my life, which is tennis. So I'm out there busting my butt every day on the tennis court, and I'll tell you what, it doesn't get easier. It gets more difficult each and every day. So longevity from Tim Duncan is unbelievable. The guy's a class act. You don't see him needing a farewell tour, and I
appreciate that. I really do.
Yeah, and but the bottom line is, great guy, class act, has done it right his whole career, and there's nothing that anybody can say negative about Tim Duncan and what he's meant to the NBA at all. Zero.
Definitely. You know, he's the – you know, I don't know that there's a cornerstone or a heartbeat to that entire team. Maybe it's Pop. Maybe it's J.C. Buford there. But, yeah, give it up for the way that Leonard's playing. I mean, this is guy's quietly a top five guy in the league. Defends like no other. Can play at both ends of the floor. Can score for you. So San Antonio is going to be a force to be reckoned with. I know Golden State's a lofty challenge.
Yeah, though. Guy's got mitts for hands. It's unbelievable how big his hands are. We didn't even talk about Portland getting it done against the Clippers. We will get into that, but got to take a quick pause for the cause. As you know, we will be back, and I believe we'll have our professor of sports, John Poulter, joining us. So keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
They do have a timeout. Decide not to use it. Curry, way downtown. Bang! Bang! Oh, what a shot from Curry! With 0.6 seconds remaining.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
midnight tonight. Tension grows, the whistle blows, and the puck goes down the ice. The goalie jumps and the players bump and the fans all go insane. Someone roars, Bobby scores at the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We're going to track down John Poulter, still in Florida for us, by the way. So we're going to get a skinny on what he's been checking out as far as baseball goes. But truth be told, we do want to talk some hockey with him this week for sure, because NHL hockey playoffs are underway, and they've been pretty exciting, to be honest with you, Jeff. Like you said, some overtime games, some crazy long overtime games. The Sharks getting it done over L.A. I mean, just everything you could ask for and more when you ask me as far as the NHL playoffs.
Right, unless you're a New York Ranger fan, but get a lot of credit to the Pittsburgh Penguins there. They just dominated, and New York didn't look like a team that was anywhere near the Stanley Cup final a year ago. So, the game changes. There's a lot of parity. Those Chicago Blackhawks, though, they might not be as talented as the rest of the league, but they certainly have that atmosphere. They can certainly bring it, and the St. Louis Blues are learning it all too well. This series could have been closed out in the third period on Thursday night. And, the Blackhawks play double overtime, Kaner in double OT like we've seen so many times. And we've got Game 7. We got one of the best things in sports. And I'll tell you what, hockey may not be my favorite sport, but when it comes to Game 7s, I put the NHL above Major League Baseball and the NBA just because of the thrill of the walk-off, which you only get if the home team wins in Major League Baseball.
Yeah. No, I mean, there's nothing like a Game 7 in NHL hockey. To me, it's just something very special. And you can't create that type of atmosphere. And in general, a Game 7 in any sports, basketball, whatever, it's phenomenal, and it's a spectacle, and it's something that is pretty special for that home crowd to be able to go out and root on their team. And I got to tell you, though, I've seen a couple where that Game 7 at home and their home team loses. It's just brutal. And, I think
you could hear a pin drop in the arena. I was at Game 7 when the Coyotes played the Red Wings, probably about 6 years ago now. And, the Red Wings ended up winning that game like 6-1. And it was a great season for the Coyotes. So you're ready to send the team off. But, during that 60 minutes of play, it's really difficult to watch your team lose. On the flip side, I watched Larry Bird's last game back in 91, Game 7 against the Cavaliers. And the Cavaliers won that game. And there was just hysteria in the Coliseum there in Richfield, Ohio.
Yeah. I mean, looking at these series, though, like you said, Pittsburgh really just dismantling the Rangers, to be honest with you, and tearing them apart for the most part.
Oh, definitely. And New York's going to be back. It's not like they were a one-and-done team or a fluke. I mean, this was just a team that ran into the buzzsaw that was the Penguins in these playoffs.
Yeah, we're able to track down our professor of sports, John Poulter. And John, welcome to the program this morning.
Thanks, Andy. Thanks, Jeff. Doing very well, thanks. How about the two of you?
Some amazing stuff going on in the sports world, as we know, but hockey, obviously, pretty up there as far as the playoffs going right now, and it has been very exciting, to say the least, John, right?
Yeah, it sure has. We're at that point now, and the first round of the playoffs is probably as exciting as the first round of the Major League Baseball postseason. Lots of room for surprises, simply because you have 8 seeds coming into the tournament playing first seeds. And we've seen a lot this year of situations where we've got home ice disadvantage. Looking at the stats through games of Saturday night, through 41 playoff games, the road teams have won 23 of those 41 games, which is a 561 percentage, and that's pretty much the opposite of what we would normally expect to see. Going back to the days when 7-game series started, I believe home ice advantage is worth about 58-59% in terms of winning percentage, and here we are just exactly the other way around. And we've had several series where the visiting team has actually dominated in terms of winning those games. We've had a couple of series where four out of the five games have been won by the visiting team, and you have to sit back and wonder just why do these teams play all season 82 games for the benefit of home ice advantage just to see it frittered away in the first or second game by the road team getting a split in those first two games. So it kind of makes you wonder whether some of these teams perhaps try a little bit too hard to get first place or second place in their division and guarantee themselves a home game in the first round, or do they perhaps empty the gas tank by getting there, and then they've got nothing at a time when it really counts. So I'd love to see some statistics on that over the years, but many times we do see the Stanley Cup winner come from a team that did not win its division or its conference in the regular season.
Well, let me the Blues and Blackhawks went into the second intermission, they did the sideline interview with St. Louis Blues coach Ken Hitchcock, and he said that we have a lot of fun in here, referring to the United Center, but this is a different animal, also referring to the United Center. Could you elaborate on what where he was going with those comments?
Well, yeah, I saw that interview. It was on NBC Sports Network. And I think, quite frankly, when Pierre McGuire interviewed Hitchcock, Hitchcock was absolutely stunned by the turnaround that we saw in the second period. We were out for dinner, didn't see the first period, so it was 3-1 St. Louis when I got in. Turned on the game at the start of the second period, and of course, all I saw was all Blackhawks all night. So I don't know how badly the Blackhawks played in the first period. Crawford looked a little weak on a couple of those goals, and quite frankly, I would think that the way that the Blues have been playing, Hitchcock probably felt, along with the rest of his team, that they were in the driver's seat. I won't say they were home free, but he probably felt they were in the driver's seat. But the United Center is a totally different atmosphere. I mean, you just have to listen to the anthem to know and compare that to the rest of the league to know exactly what the fan base is like in Chicago. And quite frankly, I think the team was stunned. And I was looking at Hitchcock, and I kind of got the impression he was deer in the headlights. He really didn't know which way to go. And I guess I give him an awful lot of credit for going, allowing himself to go on TV in a situation like that. Many coaches wouldn't do that, but it is a whole different experience in Chicago. Home ice advantage probably to the best benefit of any team in the league.
Is Hitchcock done if they don't win Game 7?
I believe so. I mean, I was a little bit surprised that they brought him back this year, Jeff. The Blues have had a good team for a number of years, but they've never been able to parlay that into Stanley Cup playoff success. And you have to kind of wonder how long ownership is going to stick with that. And you're going to find, I think, one of two things is going to happen. Either there's going to be a mass changing of the guard with the players, or they'll take the easy route, and that's get rid of Hitchcock. And whether his top assistant, Kirk Muller, is elevated to the head coaching position or whether they make a clean sweep throughout the coaching ranks will be interesting to see. But my guess would be if the Blues don't win on Monday night, I have a feeling that before the playoffs are over, Mr. Hitchcock will be looking for work elsewhere.
Hey, John, just a quick question. Do you have a few more minutes to spend with us after the break so we can maybe get into some baseball or something along those lines after the break?
Yep, not a problem at all.
Okay, cool. Here, let me ask you this. I got a couple things to throw at you. As far as I've always been concerned, just something you said earlier about road teams winning, I've always thought that a series starts when the road team wins. So if they split, then that's when that series actually gets underway. But also, with the way that things have happened so far, what do you think actually happens, and who's actually playing for the Stanley Cup?
In terms of which teams do I think are in contention?
Which team, who do you think winds up being in the Stanley Cup Finals?
Well, looking at it on paper, and we all know that the games are not played on paper, you'd have to go with Washington and Anaheim. But both of those teams have shown some warts in the last few games. Washington got up 3-0 on Philadelphia, ran into an unbelievably hot goaltender the other night in Nerveth, and I think they outshot Philadelphia something like 43-10 or 43-11, and Philadelphia won the game 2-0, the second goal being into an empty net. Anaheim started the postseason just the same way they started the regular season, losing a couple of games at home and then going to Nashville and winning two games in Nashville and then finally taking advantage of home ice yesterday.
Right.
I have to think that Anaheim is probably the best team in the West. My heart says Chicago, but I just think that Anaheim is probably a better team up and down right now.
Okay.
And I think the East is wide open. Pittsburgh could be there, too.
All right. Hang tight. John Polter, our professor of sports. We got to take a quick pause for the cause, and we'll be right back breaking down the world of sports. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. But I never thought that I
one topic that should never go out of style is recycling. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about why it's important and how you can help right after this.
Since 1774, Ames Lawn and Garden Tools have been built the same way America was, with passion and purpose. Ames Tools are created using only hand-selected hardwoods, forged steel, and a determination to make these tools better than anyone. With Ames Tools, there's nothing nature can dole out that you can't handle, because these are the tools that get the job done right. Whether you're in the backyard or the back 40, that's not just Ames in your hands, that's America.
There are lots of facets to this idea of living a more environmentally friendly life, conserving energy, conserving water, using materials from sustainable sources, and the one I like best is recycling. One of the labels you often see on recycled goods is post-consumer recycling. This is one of the greenest forms of recycling because the material has served its purpose. Paper, cardboard, aluminum cans, or plastic bottles. But instead of clogging a landfill somewhere, it's being reused. We're saving landfill space, saving the energy used to acquire the raw materials, and saving the materials themselves. So make the decision to recycle at home and look for that post-consumer label when you're shopping for new items. If we contribute a little now, we'll all win in the long run. I'm Danny Lippard with tips for today's homeowner.
Sometimes you'll love a house and you'll love a neighborhood, but it has a not great school district. Zillow's actually great because you can click on kind of a more detailed section and it tells you how well a school is rated. We kind of prioritized houses that we were going to look at based on that. We were able to walk in and think like, wow, we can make a life here.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me, as he always is. We got John Polter, our professor of sports, hanging out with us as well. Broke down what was going on in NHL hockey playoffs, and now we're going to transition our way into Major League Baseball. And, you know, I'm going to start this off with what Jeff said to me about no hitters. And I think we've had this conversation numerous times now over the years, John. But another no hitter tossed during the week. And I'm impressed, but I'm not that impressed anymore. And again, I just think they, what used to be so not common is all of a sudden pretty common. And it seems like it happens once a month or once every couple of months, at least in my humble opinion.
Yeah, do you see it happening in our lifetime? Somebody catching Johnny Vandermeer and throwing no hitters in back to back starts. I know that we got two close ones from Homer Bailey, Roy Halladay, and now Arrieta's gone, throwing the no in twice in 11 starts. And he's been something like 10-0 with an ERA under one in that stretch. So I think it's a contributing factor to a great resume.
Yeah, and I think, you know what, maybe my standard has changed. So if you throw a no-hitter, can you back it up with another no-hitter? Yeah, that would be pretty impressive to me. John, go ahead.
Yeah, I think it can be done. I think it's going to be tough given the fact that teams now have so much advanced scouting, so much video work that they can look at a pitcher's last start and try and figure out where his weaknesses are, if he's perhaps tipping his pitches, if he's throwing certain pitches in certain counts in certain situations. I guess it's possible. It's been a long time since we've seen it. To your point, goes back to Johnny Vandermeer with the Reds back in the 30s. I can tell you that as recently as the late 1980s, Dave Steeb, when he was pitching for the Blue Jays, went a string of six consecutive starts where he had, I believe, four no-hitters going into the ninth inning, and all of those ended up as being one-hitters. So I guess if a good pitcher gets on a good streak at the right time and perhaps playing teams that are not the greatest of hitters, or catching teams that have got jet lag, I guess it's possible. I think we're less likely to see it than we were in the old days because pitchers don't pitch every fourth day. Now they're pitching every fifth. Basically, pitchers don't tend to go nine innings anymore. In the days of Vandermeer, it was expected that if you started, you finished, unless you were getting absolutely shelled. In the days we have today, with these highly structured bullpens and these highly specialized bullpens, if it's 1-0 in the seventh inning, chances are the pitcher's going to come out of the game if he's pitching well. So I think there's less chance of it happening, but I do think there's a possibility.
I don't know if I've ever thrown this out there before, but sometimes I get the feeling that it's easier to throw a no-hitter when you're perfect than when you walk a few guys, just because of how difficult those 25th, 26th, and 27th outs are. And if you're facing a guy the fourth time through the order, which is going to happen in any event if you're imperfect, unless a guy gets caught stealing or doubled up in a double play. But I think that oftentimes when the lineup flips over that fourth time, that's the most challenging time, not to mention the pitch count being high, but it's just that familiarity. You've already failed to get on base three times against this pitcher. What are you going to do the fourth time up, especially when you're the leadoff hitter and you're that guy that hits for average, the guy that opposing manager wants to get as many at-bats as possible over the course of the season?
Well, I don't disagree, and I think if a pitcher is throwing a no-hitter and he's been sloppy, he's got a better chance of giving up a hit than if he has been crisp with his pitches around the corners and, pitch counts aside. If a guy has been sloppy, he's probably conscious of the fact that he's been sloppy, and does he perhaps have the temptation, if he's going for the no-hitter, to throw the juicy one down the middle and hope to blow it by the guy? And if it's the fourth time up and he's seen the guy three times, it's very possible that he could get a hit. But at the end of the day, if a pitcher is pitching well and is pitching with confidence and there's been one or two really good plays been made behind him defensively, he's going to have a lot of confidence in his infield and his outfield, and I think that's going to allow him a little bit of leeway in terms of his pitch selection, and at that point he's got a very good chance of doing it. But again, going back to this technology and this advanced scouting, and to your point, Jeff, where we're seeing guys for the third and fourth time through the lineup, I think it's very possible that those are the guys that have the advantage, and maybe the pitcher tends to slacken off a little bit with that seventh, eighth, and ninth guy. But, looking at Arrieta's gem this week, I give him a lot of credit because he was pitching with a 15-run lead at the end of the game. And, you have to wonder where the guy's mind is. Does that help him from the standpoint that he knows he doesn't have to worry about winning the game, his team is going to get the W, which is what he goes out there to do? Or does it play on his mind that, you know, he's playing with a 15-run lead and, you know, I'm getting selfish now, I'm going for the no-hitter? So I guess Arrieta is really the only guy that can answer that question.
Hey, well, I definitely think the one against the Dodgers in a closer game on Sunday Night Baseball was a bigger feat, you know, not to mention it was his first.
Sure.
Oh, I agree 100%.
Hey, let me ask you this, John. As I'm looking at the standings, you know, it's actually competitive right now, to be honest with you, as far as the divisions go. It's tight, but it should be. The season relatively just started. But with that being said, I want to go back to something that happened in spring training, and that is this Adam LaRoche character pulling his wanting his kid to be in the dugout with him all the time, then retiring later on and whatnot. But truth be told, the White Sox are in first place. And I think this speaks volumes about them not needing this guy in a way and them being able to move on. And now they're in first place. I'm not saying they're going to be there all year, but they are in first place. Who's the winner and who's the loser in this whole thing?
Well, that's a really interesting question because that kind of crossed my mind yesterday, looking at the standings, looking at the White Sox 12-6, half a game ahead of the champion Kansas City Royals, and, you know, other than Minnesota, who have that terrible start, that whole division is tight. Does this tell us that that the White Sox didn't need him? It's interesting simply because at the time it was announced, it appeared primarily through Chris Sale as the team's spokesman that the players were behind LaRoche 100%, and sorry to lose him as a teammate, understood his situation and really weren't that happy with management. So is this telling us that LaRoche was not a big part of that team on the field, and perhaps now that the air has cleared, they're a better team? Or is this a result of his teammates banding together and saying, well, let's go out and play this one for LaRoche? I guess we don't really know, but the proof of the pudding certainly is in the fact that the team is winning on the field. And I think at the end of the year, if the White Sox do in fact win that division, which, as you say, is a long ways away, we're less than a month into the season, it is going to make it a rather interesting question as to whether LaRoche was really part of that team or whether he was perhaps a distraction. Right now, it looks like he might have been a distraction.
Yeah. Speaking of distractions, what's going on with the Houston Astros?
Well, it's funny that you asked that question because I was looking at that this morning, and, they're struggling. They've given up 85 earned runs, which is the fourth most in the major leagues. So, you know, there's a problem there. I'm just wondering if perhaps they overachieved a little bit last year, perhaps more than many of us thought. I'm quite shocked by the fact that they've started out with the record that they have. I didn't expect to see them playing 300 baseball, I guess 333, because they're 6-12, 3-7 in their last 10. They're already four games behind, but, you know, you look at the top team in that division, and that's another surprising team, the Oakland A's at 10-8. They lost their first road game yesterday to the Toronto Blue Jays after going 7-0 in their first seven games on the road. So the A's are a big surprise in that division. Seattle's played well. Texas is playing well. I don't think they're out of it, but I think that they need to be back to better than 500 by the end of April in order to stay in that race. The good news for them is that they're still only four games out. It's four games in the loss column. I've always worked on the basis if you can make up one game per week over the course of the season, your lead is not insurmountable. And, of course, we were such a long ways away. But I'm very surprised that they have played as badly as they have. I expected a lot more. It's a good, strong team top to bottom. There's good pitching. There's good management. There's good hitting. There's good defense. It's very surprising to me that they've given up as many earned runs as they have. 85 earned runs at this point in the season is a little higher than I would have expected from a ball club like that.
Yeah. Let me ask you about something unconventional here, John. You know, usually you have a center fielder or a middle infielder, a guy that's going to hit triples and steal bases for you, batting in your leadoff spot. Terry Francona's
kind of just shoved conventional wisdom aside. He's putting his guy with his best on-base percentage in the leadoff spot, a guy named Carlos Santana, who often plays first base and DH, is obviously not your prototype leadoff hitter. But the move has worked thus far. Through two games, Santana is 4-for-9 with two doubles and a home run. Maybe a little more comfortable with without the pressure of hitting in the middle of the lineup. Maybe a little bit better placed in the lineup because you don't have your 7, 8, 9 guys trying to knock your cleanup or your number 5 hitter in. What do you think of this move?
I think you go with anything that works. I work on the basis that your leadoff hitter is only really guaranteed to be your leadoff hitter one time in a game. If it's more than one time in a game, it's just pure luck about the way that the outs have sort of accumulated over the course of the game.
And so, John, would you say that maybe lineup construction isn't really that big of a deal? Or, I mean, is it just as simple as getting the guys that you want to get the most at-bats at the top of the lineup?
I think it's a little bit of both. Certainly, you want your best hitters going up to bat more times over the course of a season than your worst hitters. But personally, I think it's a combination of how hitters and base runners work in combination. If you've got a team or a couple of guys that play very well together with player A on base and player B at the bat, it's got to help you in terms of scoring runs and the understanding. And sometimes there's just chemistry between guys, the same way that there's chemistry between two guys on a basketball court, between a quarterback and a receiver, between two guys on the ice in a hockey game. Sometimes you just have that chemistry between two baseball players where they have a great understanding of being able to steal a base while a guy is at bat, or play the hit and run, or a hitter can be extremely patient and wait for the right pitch to allow the guy to steal second base. I think a lot of it is mental, but for the most part, my guess would be you put the best hitter up there as many times as you can and just keep rolling the lineup over. And let's face it, that's what the game is all about. Get the most hits, the most runs, and you end up winning the game, and that's what you play for.
Absolutely. Hey, John, really appreciate you taking time out with us. Is this one of your last days in Florida?
It's the start of our last week. We're heading home next Saturday, so when we chat next Sunday morning, I will be at home in Toronto. So we're going to enjoy another week of sunshine, going to see the Fort Myers Miracle of the high class A Florida State League this afternoon. It's my second game I've been to see. I was out there to see them play the Brevard County team last week, which is the Class A farm team of your Milwaukee Brewers. Entertaining baseball. It's been a long time since I've been to a minor league baseball, and I had kind of forgotten how much of an event a minor league baseball game is. There's something going on for the fans, especially for the kids, between every inning. It's a great afternoon of entertainment. It's a very inexpensive afternoon of entertainment, and it's great to see young players trying to get someplace and not resting on their laurels. So I'm looking forward to that, but it will be kind of nice to get home and be back in familiar surroundings when we chat next week.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it, John. Have a great day. Enjoy, and appreciate you taking time out with us, as always.
Thanks, guys. My pleasure, as always. Look forward to chatting next week.
John Poulter, professor of sports, joining us. It is Dorf on Sports. He's Jeff Rich. I am the Dorf Man. We'll be right back to wrap up this hour here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices.
prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Attention, if you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got to thank John Poulter, our professor of sports, for joining us, talking some NHL hockey, some Major League Baseball with us. Obviously, it's hockey playoff time, and it's a great time to be talking hockey. And then, look, man, it's a beautiful day here in Phoenix, Arizona. I don't know where you are, but we definitely want you to get involved. We are live every Sunday, 8 to 10 a.m. Pacific time, and we rebroadcast Mondays at 10 a.m. or 9 a.m. Pacific time as well. But to get involved today, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Like I said, Jeff, we didn't talk about the Portland Trailblazers getting a victory over the Clippers, but they do get that series a little bit closer, and we'll have to discuss that a little bit here in the next hour. But NBA basketball, NHL hockey, Major League Baseball, UFC fighting, you name it, man, we've got you covered, don't we?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I really got to say something about the Portland Trailblazers. Yep. That small school backcourt is just something else. You know, all these SEC snobs, all these guys like John Gruden that talk about the big schools. It's about athletes. It's not about where you went to school.
No, I agree with you 100%. You know, Lillard is like you said, a top five guy in this league. McCollum in there. They got some young talent. They're pretty good, man. They really
Plumlee's
are.
Plumlee's pretty good on that floor, too, with that roster.
Yeah, Plumlee gets up and down the floor like a deer. You're right. I agree. They play well together. So bottom line is the playoffs are in full throttle. And if you think you got an easy one, you might, like the Cleveland Cavaliers. They're looking for a sweep. We'll get into that, too. By the way, got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll be back with hour number two in just a moment. Keep it close. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.